Who wants to be successful? Who wants to be? I can see some hands. More up on the balcony. Who wants to be successful? I guess we all want to be successful, don't we? Now, I've brought my plant to help us. My plant, which brightens up my study. Does anyone know what this plant is called? Cheese plant? Something cheese plant? Swiss cheese plant. It's a Swiss cheese plant. Why is it called a Swiss cheese plant? Because when it grows big, you can see it's got kind of gaps in it. When the leaves grow bigger than this, they get holes in them, like a Swiss cheese with lots of holes. Now, what does my plant need to grow? Water. Who's that clever person? Where are you? Water. Well done. And what else?
Sun.
But what about if I gave it some orange juice? No, orange juice wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. So it needs water, but not orange juice. So this plant needs water and sunlight, not orange juice and darkness, to grow. And then it will grow big and strong. Now, can I have my slide up? I was recently on holiday, and I found a big tree. Who knows what that tree is called? A baobab tree. That is called a baobab tree. Does anyone know how old these baobab trees can get? Is it 100 years, Rupert? We need a much bigger number than 100 years. What do you think? 1,000 years. That's a good guess. Bit higher. A million is pretty high. Let's go a bit lower than that, shall we? What do you think? 2,000. 2,000? Higher? I won't do my Bruce Forsyth impression. Higher than 2,000? 4,000? Higher? Right at the back there? Was that 5,000? A little bit higher? 6,000. Now, according to Wikipedia, 6,000 years, not this one, that one can grow. And it can hold up to 120,000 litres of water in the trunk. So I think that could that would be enough for all of us here for every day for a year, that amount of water, I think. Do you know what else that tree can do? What else is that tree good for? Any answers? I can't hear you. The leaves for what?
Look after itself like yourself.
Okay. Okay. So the leaves are actually good medicine. So people use the leaves for medicine for themselves, and you can live inside that tree. People, you can cut a hole in the trunk, and you live inside of it. That's pretty cool. It's called the tree of life. Some people call it the tree of life. You can live inside it. You get water from it. The leaves get medicine. It produces fruit sometimes during the year. It's a pretty amazing tree. That's a strong, healthy tree which produces fruit for people to enjoy. Can I find a microphone for you? Because I can't quite hear you. Exactly. Yes. Yes, so God is good to us. So God is good to us to provide trees. Right, so let's look at our passage again. And I'm going to ask you a few questions. So I'm going to read verse 1 again. And I'm going to ask you, I want you all to think about this. So it's talking about someone who is blessed. Blessed means happy. And I want you to think about this. Who is the happy person supposed to avoid? Who is the happy person supposed to avoid? Okay, so let me read verse 1. Happy is the one who doesn't walk with the wicked, who doesn't stand with sinners, and who doesn't sit with mockers. Who is the happy person supposed to avoid? Anyone know? Children first. Okay, good guess. Rupert again. The wicked. So the happy person shouldn't stand and sit and walk with the wicked. And we'll think more about that in a bit. Verse 2. Think about what the happy person should do. Okay? What should the happy person do? This person's delight is in the law of the Lord. And they meditate on this law day and night. What should the happy person do? Any kids first? Then teenagers? What should the happy person do? Have you got an answer? Read the Bible. Wow. Well done. That's a good answer. They should read the Bible, the law of the Lord. So they shouldn't hang out with the wicked, and they should read the Bible. Now, verse 3, what will this person be like? What will they be like? Let me read verse 3. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which gives fruit when it's the right season for it, and its leaf doesn't grow weak. So what will the happy person be like? They'll be like a... Rupert's got all the answers, but I want to hear from someone else. Yes, a tree. Like one of those baobab trees that's strong and healthy and produces fruit. Okay? So, like you said, the Bible, God's word, is our food. It's what we need to live. It's what we need to grow and become strong like a tree. God's word, and not other things. So we aren't supposed to hang out with the wicked. So there are two options. We have our choice to make, as Jeff was talking about, our choice. Our choice to be getting fed and reading God's word and listening to what God wants to say to us. Or we can listen to what the world wants to say to us. So the world will say some things, and God's word, the Bible, will say other things. God's word or the world. What is going to make us strong? What is going to influence our mind? The Bible or what we hear out on the street? What we hear in the playground at school? What we hear in our workplaces? What we see on TV? What the people in the world are saying to us, or God's word, the Bible. Now, I've got a quiz to help us think about that in more detail. So, next slide, please. So, we need to decide each of these sayings, is that something that God is saying to us from his word, or is that something that the world will say to us. Okay, so the first one is, fearing God makes you wise. Fearing God makes you wise. Kids, teenagers, is that something that we get in here or we get out there? Who thinks they know about this one? Anyone got an answer? Hello. The world, that is one possible guess. Let's see if you're right. Let's click. Oh, it went the other way. So that one comes from God's word. Fearing God, putting God at the center of our lives, gives us wisdom, makes us wise. Next one, please. Look after yourself, because no one else will. Does that come from God's word or God's world? Yes. World. Let's have a look. Yes. God's world. Next one. If they love each other, why shouldn't they be together? Word or world? World. Correct. That's from God's world. Next one. Don't worry about anything because God will look after you. Word, Bible, or world? Bible. Very good. Very good. Okay, next one. Love even the people who don't like you. Word or world? Word. Let's have a look. Correct. Word. You need to have a boyfriend because all your friends do. Word or world? World. Let's have a look. Yep, correct. Got two more. If you're angry with someone, then you've murdered them in your heart. Yes. Was that world or word? It was word. Well done. That's what I heard. And last one. That's just the way I am. I'm not going to change now. Word or world? Aaron. World. Very good. You see, we hear messages every day through what we hear on the street, through what we read, through what we see on TV, from the world. And there are messages in here. Which messages are going to form us? What are we going to be eating? God's word or God's world? Let's go back to the Bible to see what the guy who wrote this psalm says now. Verse 4, I want you to think about the people who don't read God's word, okay? What are they like? What are they like? Let me read verse 4. But the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. What are they like? Chaff. What's chaff? Let's have a look at if we can find it. Who knows what chaff is while we find the video? Anyone know what chaff is? It's quite a difficult one, this. Well, we'll see in a minute. While we're finding the video, let's look at verse 5. Let's have a look at the video. This is chaff. They're throwing wheat into the air. And the good stuff, the wheat, falls back down again. And the chaff is really light, so it gets blown away by the wind. Do you see that? And then there's a dog there for some reason. I don't know why. Back to the wheat and the chaff. The good stuff falls down. The chaff is really light, and it gets blown away by the wind. The wicked are like chaff that the wind blows away. And then verse 5, what happens to the wicked at the judgment? Okay? What happens to the wicked at the judgment? Let me read verse 5. Therefore, the wicked will not stand at the judgment, and the sinners won't stand with the righteous. What happens to the wicked at the judgment? Anyone know? Rupert. They'll stuff that blows away. That is the chaff. That is the chaff. It's the chaff that blows away. They'll be like chaff and they won't stand at the judgment. God will judge them. Okay? So if we want to be successful, we want to be successful. And when I say successful, I don't mean worldly success, fame and riches and popularity and beauty and all those kinds of things. That's not what I mean. If we want to be successful, I mean have security in our lives, live how God, our Creator, wants us to live, because He created us, so He knows the best way how we're supposed to live. If we want to be successful, happy, then God's word is our food. We feed on that, not what the world wants us to believe. That's how we be successful. And you may think, well, that's a bit tough. That's a bit hard. I'm in the world every day, and I find it hard to delight in God's word and to meditate on it. And maybe I'm going to be like chaff that gets blown away. None of us will ever totally fulfill this, will we? But there is one person who has perfectly lived this out. Jesus. Jesus is the one who didn't walk in step with the wicked. He is the one who delighted in the law of the Lord, who meditated on God's word. He was like a tree planted by streams of water, which yielded its fruit in season. And because even if we don't do this every day, we know that if we're trusting in Jesus, the one who did do this, the one who is perfect, then we won't be like chaff that just gets blown away by the wind. Because we're trusting in Jesus. But let's finish with a few practical things, okay? Because when we read God's word, it's not just about thinking, oh, that's nice, that's interesting. But it's about thinking, what should I do now because of this? So what should we do now because of this? Let me give you a few suggestions. First is read the Bible as a family. Read the Bible together as a family. So kids, ask your parents to read the Bible with you each day so that you're listening to God's word each day as well as all the stuff that you will hear from the world. Or as a couple, or on your own, read the word, God's word. Secondly, what we watch on TV and the magazines that we read, I'm not going to say don't watch a certain thing. You need to be mature enough to decide what you can and can't watch. What I am going to say is, whatever you watch, you need to be critical of it. Because everything that's out there that we do watch has a hidden message. So a lot of TV shows and films and books, for instance, what one hidden message is, okay, it's boring staying with the stable family and the kids. It's much more interesting going off with this young, beautiful woman. And the hidden message is to force the listener and the watcher to want the person to commit adultery. That's the hidden message of many films and books. Of my favorite book, actually, which is a Russian book. And also my mum's favorite book, Dr. Zhivago. The hidden message is, commit adultery? Or The Apprentice? What's the hidden message of The Apprentice? Maybe it's something like, you've got to be the best, and you've got to beat every other person. Or maybe it's something like, look at all these guys who think they're the best. Let's just laugh at them. So I'm not saying don't watch The Apprentice, but whatever you watch, be critical. What's the hidden message? What's the world saying? Because it's not what God's word is saying. Thirdly, I'm not saying don't hang out with people who aren't Christians. We should have friends with people who aren't Christians. But how much time do we spend with people who aren't Christians and people who are Christians? Okay? And are we being formed by our non-Christian friends, or are we influencing them? Because if we're spending most of our time hanging out with people who don't love Jesus, and they're forming us, then you're not going to be like a tree. You're going to become like chaff that just gets blown away. And finally, there's a piece of paper on your sheet about meditation, biblical meditation. And I don't mean the meditation that's Eastern meditation or Buddhist meditation where you empty your mind, but meditation that involves your mind, which tries to get the information that we have up here into here, something that we really believe with our heart, with our whole body, so that we act. And you can read that and try it. It's something I've been trying to do for the past year. I haven't done it very well, but I realized that it's been, what I have done has been really useful for me. So I want to recommend that to you guys. Let me pray, and then I think we're going to sing a song. Let me pray. Father, we thank you that your word is perfect and refreshes our soul. It gives joy to our heart. It's more precious than gold and sweeter than honey. Please help us to love your word because we love you. Help us to trust in Jesus because we know we will fail. And help us to be influencing our world and not letting our world influence us. In Jesus' name, amen.